Now, nearly three quarters of young carers here feel lonely during the summer holidays, and the charity Action for Children Northern Ireland says almost half of our 6,500 carers who are under 16 are feeling trapped and can spend more than 4 hours a day during the summer looking after a relative. That's the equivalent of them losing an entire week of their summer holidays. 9-year-old Alex Tavey is one young man who's taking on a caring role in the home, and he and his mum, Martina, join us now. Martina, are you there?
Good morning. Hello.
How are you doing, Martina? Can you fill us in on Alex? Obviously, is your youngster there? And is Alex one of the 6,500 who's spending so much time during the summer?
Poor Alex gives up. I feel like he's given up his childhood. I couldn't do it without him. He's got twin sisters with autism. One severe. She's non-verbal. I can basically do nothing that any other mummy would do in a house. He has to be by my side 24/7. We have appointments, calendars full. I need Alex in the car with me. So he lashes out, self-harms, headbutts the window. He does everything from feeding one twin while I'm feeding the other, distracting one. He does get outside to play, but it's cut short. If so, he's having a meltdown, he's come back in. All his friends on the street are allowed out later, where mine have to be in for 7, because so he's starting to, you know, get a routine for bed. Everything's affected. There's too much put on him. I lean on him too much. I just feel there should be more services, like Action for Children, Young Carers, and more trips or rewards or a bit of support, a bit of help.
Yeah, and I have a wee boy myself who just turned 9 there on Monday, Martina, and I couldn't see him doing the half of what you just described Alex doing there. And I couldn't, in the nicest possible way, see my wee fella wanting to do that, because he wants to play on his Nintendo Switch. He wants to go outside and run about in the garden. He wants to know who we're going to see today, what we're going to get up to, can watch a DVD, when can we go to the cinema, when are we going to get out? And you know, I'm sure Alex gets the chance to do some of those things, but so much of his time, if you'd excuse the term, is robbed. And I don't mean that in a negative way about his siblings,
but it's robbed of
his time, Martina.
Yeah, no, that's the honest truth. It is, like, I'd be saying to the boys, if he's tidy up, but so he has racked, it'll help me, and I'll give you 20 minutes on the Xbox, or I'll allow you out on your bikes for half an hour. It's constantly having to make a compromise, but I feel like the twins take over, and even the boys don't even have a relationship with me, like mothers and sons do. They've given up everything. Everything's affected, and he feels it. Yes, he loves doing it, but he deserves to be a child, and as you know yourself, that time just flies too quick. And he's 10 now, and he's given up a good 5 years to help with the twins.
Yeah.
And I feel stressful over it and guilty.
Yeah, and I think that's coming through as well, that obviously you know that you need the help, and you know you need that other pair of hands, and because you've got the twins, and because of the condition that the twins have, it's a gift for you to have Alex there. But obviously, you know, that gift is a wee bit tainted, because Alex isn't getting to enjoy the childhood that a normal 10-year-old would, especially during the summer.
Exactly, yeah. But Action for Children and Young Carers do. Every couple of weeks he gets a wee day away, and he deserves that. I just wish there was more help, that I could actually have fun with the boys, that me and the boys could do something together, that it's not, you know, other people sometimes offering. And then when Alex is away, the whole show falls down. I have nobody to help. Like, I have to work everything around Zoe's appointments and her routine.
Yes, just the four of you there, Martin, is it?
Yeah, myself and the four wee ones.
Yeah, yourself and the four wee ones. And Alex is there with you, is he? Will you put him on to me? I think he's going to have a word.
He's here beside me, yeah.
Hi, Martina, please, thank you.
Hello?
Alex, how you doing? Are you all right? We've just been hearing all about the great work that you do in order to help your mum with the twins. Is it something that you feel you should be doing at 10 years old?
Yeah.
What sort of stuff do you do every day to help your mum, Alex?
Whenever she goes to appointments, I have to sit in the car and help Zoe and Ruby. And I put nappies in the bin, tidy up Zoe's room, and do lots of housework.
Good man. No, you're a real gift to your mummy in helping there. But what other things do you like to do, Alex? What would you be like to do if you didn't have to help as much as you do with your mummy? What sort of things do you enjoy?
Playing football and spending time with my mummy on my own.
Aye, and do you get to spend much time with your mummy on your own, Alex?
No.
No, and just because you're the other wee ones all demand so much time and so much attention. What about the football? Who do you support?
Liverpool.
Oh, good man. I'm a Liverpool fan as well. Who's your favourite player?
Firmino.
Ah, he's good, isn't he? I like Salah as well. He's going well. And this new Brazilian keeper that we've signed as well. Well, here, Alex, well done on every bit of work that you do for your mummy as well. We have another lady on the line who's going to talk to us now, representing Action for Children Northern Ireland, and that's Jennifer Hamilton. Jennifer, are you there?
I am. Hi, how are you?
How are you doing? Good, Jennifer. Inspirational to hear the work that and work is even the wrong phrase, but inspirational to hear everything that Alex is doing in order to help his mummy. But, you know, you guys have put out this information here, Jennifer, that we're not talking about an isolated one-off story here. You are talking about a significant number of children in Northern Ireland who are losing so much of their childhood because they are being forced, if you like, to spend time as carers.
Absolutely. And, you know, within Action for Children, we're actually working with 300 young people at the moment, and that's just scratching the surface. I mean, there's so many out there who just don't even realise that they're a carer, because that's just the way their family is, and they want to help their loved ones. You know, they love them and it's rewarding, but I think anyone who's a carer will tell you that, along with all the good things that come with it, you know, it is stressful and it is difficult. And I know, you know, whenever I was a child, the summer seemed to last forever, didn't it? And for these children, it is a long time to be away from your friends and to have that increased pressure. And it's also a time when they're looking out and they are seeing their friends go on holiday and go on day trips. And it maybe just hits home that wee bit more about how different their lives are.
And what can an organisation like yours do to help? Martina mentioned there as well about a wee bit of respite, for example, and Alex mentioned how one of the things that he would love to do is just spend a wee bit more one-on-one time with his mummy, but obviously because of his siblings and the situation they're in, he doesn't get to do that nearly as much as he'd like.
Well, that's right, and I suppose at Action for Children, we do our best to try and alleviate that. So every month we run a big, large group activity and we go and do something fun as a group, and Alex comes along to that and meets other young people who have a similar caring role. And we also run a family fun day then, where Martina and the girls and all of the young carers and their families came along to the Ulster Museum at the Folk and Transport Museum, and we had a great day. But, you know, they definitely require more. And over the summer, we would notice that, the demand for our groups and our one-to-one counselling sessions really goes up.
And what can people do? Is there something anybody listening can do to help, Jennifer, or do you need more funds and more support from regulatory services and from government?
Absolutely. I mean, I think our numbers that we've identified of young carers have gone up, but, you know, sadly our funding has gone down. And, you know, local businesses and that do make donations, which are greatly appreciated. But yeah, we'd want to be able to offer more, and we know the demand is there. And certainly if anybody's listening and they recognise, you know, a young carer, please get in touch with Action for Children. And we've got a Facebook page, Young Carers NI, and just even drop us a message and we'll phone you back and try and get you involved.
Okay, Jennifer, thanks very much. And thank you again for encouraging people like Martina and Alex to talk to us, because it is those first-hand personal testimonies that really bring home to you what's actually happening in houses right across
Absolutely.
Northern Ireland this summer. Jennifer, thank you. And thank you again to Martina and Alex.
And thanks for the opportunity.
You're very welcome.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye.